Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is September 3rd, 1941, and the title is Little Rose. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. Western United States, there were many disputes over boundaries and water rights among the settlers. These led to bitter legal battles and sometimes to open bloodshed. It was the masked rider of the plains who put an end to violence on the frontier, and it was he more than any other man who finally made possible the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. We're heading for Santa Fe. There's going to be trouble. Hail, Silver! Away!
Pedro Martinez and Pete Lacey were sitting in the crowded little Mexican cantina not far from Santa Fe. They watched a girl of 17 who wandered among the tables, laughing and joking with the men.
Oh, it is the wish of Pedro Martinez de Salvador Roñeca that she sing again.
Yeah, she got a pretty voice.
It is beautiful.
Not so bad herself.
Oh, like an angel. Why does she waste her time talking to those fellows over there?
I know why you will not have your fortune broken, no? You are afraid to hear the truth. Being your own girl, she will tell you. When you ask me to marry you, the answer will be no.
Hey, her name's Rosita.
Oh, she tell the fortune with the cards. Hey, Rosita.
Si,
will you tell my fortune?
It will be great pleasure in one moment, senor.
Oh, Pete, why do you not go up to the bar and have a drink, eh?
Oh, we're partners, Pedro. I'm just interested in what's going to happen to you as you are yourself.
Look, I will tell you later.
You might forget some of it. Good evening, miss.
Oh,
senorita, you do us a great honor.
Is it the tall man with the hair like gold who won his fortune?
No, no, no. It is I who call you. I, Pedro Martinez de Salvador Oñega.
I am Rosita. And what is your name?
Just plain Pete Lacey.
And you do not want to hear your fortune?
Well, I could stand a hunk of the future if you've got enough lying around.
Senor.
But you better start with Pedro, though. Might be gunplay if you don't.
Sit down, please. You must make a wish.
Ah, that is very easy, senorita.
Do not tell it to anyone. If you do, it will not come true. Ah,
there's your wish card. It has something to do with a dark lady.
See?
Oh, and the dark lady have much trouble.
You mean that?
But look, here's someone who will help her.
Oh, you have only to ask, Senorita.
It is not you.
Could it be me?
No, Pete. He's a man of mystery. An outlaw, perhaps. He wears a mask.
A mask?
Hey, that'd be the Lone Ranger.
Do you know him?
He's just about the best friend we got in the world.
Please, it is not a joke you make.
Sure not.
Then you could find him, perhaps.
It's possible.
Enough of this fortune. I will tell you my own.
Huh?
And I do not need the cards. I will close my eyes and look into the future.
What do you see?
It is 1 month from today. Little Rosita Vegas will be no more. And in her place, a proud lady will ride to the courthouse. Rosita de Leon will claim her birthright. All the land that the King of Spain gave to her family. All of New Mexico.
Well, what do you know?
It is the de Leon grant she talked about. All this land once belonged to that family.
But the last of them were wiped out when the Apache attacked Santa Fe. That was 10, 15 years ago.
Oh, but little Rosita.
Well, if it's true that you're Rosita de Leon, I don't sound like trouble for you. But plenty of trouble for all the settlers and ranchers around here. They'll...
I'm not sure. I'm an orphan. It is true that I do not know who my mother or father were, but almost by a wish...
What? You must have some proof or you would not say this thing.
A man named John Carter came here. He showed me a painting. A miniature of Dona Elena de Leon, the one who was killed in the massacre. Her face is my face. That is all the proof. But John Carter have gone away. He will return with more proof, and then he will marry me.
You don't sound as if you like that much.
I am afraid of him. I'm a prisoner here. I will always be a prisoner.
We will not leave Santa Fe until this John Carter come back. Then we will take care of him for you.
Do you think he's alone? Have many men work for him. The prize they play for is worth millions.
Sure is.
Well, you have right to it.
And John Carter and his gang don't. He can't make Rosita marry him.
Please, senores. There's only one man can help me. It is your friend, the Lone Ranger. Find him for me. Bring him here. Let me tell my story to him and...
It's time you left this table, Rosita. Brian has been watching you. Come this way now.
Gracias, Roberto. Roberto is my one friend, senores.
That's enough of this fortune teller, Rosita. The boys want a little song.
At once, Senor Brian. Adios, mi amigo. I wish you good luck.
Just 1 little month since we leave here to find the masked man.
Plenty of miles between then and now.
See, but no sign of him. We have failed the little Rose, my friend.
She isn't married to Carter yet.
No, but now she lives in big house in Santa Fe. Tomorrow, they say, we'll take her to the courthouse and claim 200 square miles of land for her. When the judge say, this is Rosita de Leon, then Carter will marry her. And how can we stop him?
I don't know. There must be some way, though. I sort of got a hunch a masked man will show up here.
You think he's get one of those messages we leave?
Well, maybe. But if the judge says all the land around here belongs to Rosita, it means all the settlers and ranchers will have to move off. They're going to argue about it some. There'll be plenty of trouble unless I miss my guess.
The masked man will hear about it.
It usually does. Let's get out of here and move into town.
See, this place is not the same since little Rose left.
Shall we head for the house where she's staying?
We can look around. There's no harm in that.
Might stop a bullet, that's all.
Hey, look. There is a white horse standing near the hitch rail.
It's almost big enough.
Hello, Pete. How are you, Pedro?
The masked man, Tonto.
Ah.
Did you just happen to be riding this way?
No, Pete. We got the message you left for the padre. You mentioned this cantina.
Yeah.
We know your horse. We wait till you come out.
You also mentioned a girl who was in danger. Is she inside?
She was until 1, 2 days ago. Now the judge has made John Carter her guardian and he take her to big house in town.
You must have heard all the talk about Rosita de Leon being found.
Of course.
Well, that's the one.
You said she was in danger.
That's what she told us. You ride with us and we'll show you where she's living now.
And we will tell you the old story on the way.
Good enough. Come on, Silver.
Get off. Get him out.
It is only you, Roberto.
Why do you look out the window?
Those two men who were in the cantina a month ago. I thought I saw them beyond the garden wall.
They cannot help us.
But they were not alone. I thought I saw a white horse, too. And a man with a mask who rode him.
the Lone Ranger.
Si, Roberto.
Is your hope that make you dream he will not come? There is no one to help us but ourselves.
There's nothing we can do.
We can run away tonight.
No.
What do you mean by that? You will not give up this money John Carter promised you.
I do not want one penny.
Then come away with me.
It is because of you I will not go. They would catch us. We could not get away. Then they would kill you and bring me back here. All my hopes be gone.
Quiet. It is Brian and John Carter. They come. And will that be all, Senorita?
Si. I am not hungry.
Oh, you better have a little something to eat before you go to bed. You must keep your strength up.
No, thank you, Padre.
Padre? Why do you call me Padre?
The court have made you my guardian. Is it not your wish that I call you father?
It is not. I've put a lot of good work on this job. And when the judge hands down a verdict in our favor, we're going to be married.
So you have said.
What I say goes.
Si. I have no choice. When will his happy day be?
We file the evidence with the judge tomorrow morning. It shouldn't take him more than a week to look it over. And there's only one decision he can make.
Do you not think it would be wise to drop the case?
What's that?
Drop the case, is it?
Surely you must know how the people around here feel. They feel that we are robbing them of their land.
Not if the law doesn't say so.
They may try to kill us all.
Not me, Rosita. Just you. That's why I'm not marrying you until it's all over. Just so you'll be the only one in danger.
Spoken like a man of courage, senor.
Like a man of brains, senorita. Come on, Brian. Let's have a drink.
All right.
That will prove to you, Roberto. I care nothing for the money.
But it is the truth that you spoke. The settler and rancher may kill you.
As long as you are with me, I will not be afraid. We must still hope, Roberto. Hope that the Lone Ranger will bring us the help we need.
It peaked Pedro right this way.
I told them where to find us if we were needed.
Them ride plenty fast. Tari!
Howdy, Tonto!
Did anything happen?
Not yet, but it won't be long now.
What do you mean?
Rosita and John Carter ride to courthouse in carriage. There are many people wait outside courthouse. They are mad, all of them.
Settlers?
Yeah, and ranchers, too. I'd say there was 200 anyway.
Yeah, they say here is girl who robbed us of our land. She has no right to drive us from our home.
Was there any violence?
Not then.
Rosita, she's a true daughter of De Leon's. The little rose with the heart of a lion.
She stepped down from that carriage straight and proud, masked man. She walked through that mob without looking to the right or the left.
Yeah, John Carter, he was afraid.
You said not then, Pete. Did anything happen later?
No, but something will.
Where are Rosita and Carter now?
Inside the courthouse. A lot of folks follow them in there. If the judge doesn't throw that case out of court pronto,
can't do that.
Then the crowd's going to break loose. That little girl might get hurt.
Si, senor. We would look out for her ourselves, but you tell us to let you know whatever happened.
I'm glad you did. We're riding into town, Kimosabe.
You wear a mask in Santa Fe?
Yes. We'll be able to get close to the courthouse without being seen.
That here won't last much longer, will it?
I don't think so, Pete. We'll have to hurry. Here, Silver.
Yes, Count. Your promise me, senor. No harm shall come to the little one.
We'll do our best to protect her.
Yep. Come on, Silver.
This is a difficult case. The outcome will affect thousands of people in the territory. I shall consider the evidence that's been laid before me and inform the plaintiff when my decision has been reached. The verdict will be announced in open court. Adjourned.
Folks come out of the courthouse already.
That's Rosita's carriage at the foot of the steps, isn't it?
See, she would have to come all the way down the steps and cross the sidewalk. The crowd is lined up on either side.
I can't believe they'll try to hurt her.
You can hear how they talk.
Don't sound friendly to me.
Talk is one thing, action is another.
Oh, you look?
Yes, they're clearing away from the door.
Yeah, I see him. Rosita and John Carter.
That Senor Carter is a coward.
He's perked up considerable since before the hearing. Look at him stand there.
I do not like his smile. I would like for to change it from one side of the face to the other like this.
The men in the crowd feel the same way. One word from John Carter and there'll be trouble.
He said it, masked man. He must have. That's Tim Larkin's going up to him.
Rosita, try to run down the steps.
No chance. They're closed in all around her.
Come on, Silver.
Get him on the floor. We're with you, masked man.
I'm going up on the sidewalk. I can pick her up from the steps.
Out of the way.
Out of the way for the masked man.
Rosita, get ready to jump.
Help!
The masked man. Help!
No!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger raced out of town with Rosita. Pete, Pedro, and Tonto followed them closely, and half an hour later, they reined up at the masked man's camp.
Oh, Silver! Pedro, help Rosita down.
Si, senor. You jump, little one. Pedro will catch you. There. You are light as a feather.
Why do you cry? You are safe in this camp. The Lone Ranger rescued you from Carter.
I cannot stay here.
Why not?
They will stop at nothing.
But they won't even be able to find you.
I must go back. Carter cannot get the land if I'm not there.
He's your legal guardian, isn't he?
He paid Mama Vegas to go away. Look what make him my guardian.
And you want your inheritance, even if it means staying with him. Is that it?
Oh, no. No, masked man. It is Roberto I think of, not of myself.
Roberto?
That's a friend of hers.
I love Roberto. He and I would like to be married.
Oh. Mm. Well, what'd be wrong with that?
Nothing.
Sounds awful familiar to me.
I suppose you have an idea in your mind that maybe she will marry with you, huh?
Oh, no more than you did, partner.
The only thing I wish for is that she's be happy.
That's what we all want. But you'll have to tell us more about your life, Rosita. Everything you can, as far back as you can remember. We must know what evidence Carter gave to the judge.
I can only think of Roberto now.
You believe he's in danger?
I know it. They will think this was all arranged. They will think he planned. When they cannot tell them where I am, they will kill him.
No. We'll get him away from Carter's gang. How about it, Masked Man?
It could be managed. But there are so many things to consider. Carter can ask the law to bring Rosita back.
He could send a posse after us?
Oh, I do not want to get you in trouble, too. Why do I have to be Rosita de Leo? I was so happy when I was only Rosita Vegas.
There's something strange about this whole case. You say that Carter paid Senora Vegas to go away?
Si.
Did she sign a paper before she went?
Si.
Do you remember what was in it?
It told all about the time when the Indian attacked the town. Mama Vegas had a little girl of her own. She was killed.
Yes?
Then later, after the Indian had gone, she walked through the streets of the town. From the Leon Garden, she heard a cry. It is a baby. It is I. She picked me up and said, "This child shall take the place of my Rosita."
I see. Where has Senora Vegas gone?
To California, I think. Perhaps Monterey. I hear the word, but she would not tell me much when she leaves.
California. It's a long way.
Si. But Roberto, senor.
Into the saddle, Tonto.
We're with you, masked man.
All the way.
Come on, Silver.
Get up, get up.
I'll go with you.
That masked man was a Lone Ranger, wasn't he?
From what you say, I would think so.
You know so.
I know nothing. There's no use for you to keep me tied up this way. Why do you not shoot and get it over with?
You're asking for it. Not yet. It was all planned ahead of time, wasn't it?
Rosita had made no plan.
Now, you know, all I have to do is go to the sheriff and tell him to bring Rosita back here. If a posse went after the masked man, Rosita might get hurt. Why don't you tell me where she is?
The masked man will protect her. I'm happy she is free. That is all I would tell you.
Let's give it to him.
Might as well.
Where's that shooting coming from?
The gun.
You're both covered. Reach high.
What the? It's the masked man again.
Cut their guns, Tonto.
No, me cut.
You, Roberto.
Si, senor.
We're taking you with us.
Mother de Dios.
Cut his ropes, Tonto.
No, me cut.
How's it out there, Pete?
They're down to the stables. We don't have any trouble getting away.
Come on, Roberto. We'll meet again, Carter.
You'll go to jail for this. We'll meet in court.
You're right. Adios.
At 12 o'clock that night, Judge Morland was awakened by someone knocking at his front door.
Oh, now what's happened? This town has been sleeping for 10 years, and it suddenly busts wide open.
Good evening.
You're masked.
Yes, Judge. I'm coming inside.
Why, I believe you're the man who kidnapped the De Leon girl.
It wasn't a kidnapping.
They say that you're the Lone Ranger, but if that's true, I can't understand it at all. I thought you always worked on the side of the law.
I work for justice.
And just how does holding a girl for ransom fit into that scheme?
She isn't a prisoner now. She was while she was living with John Carter.
What's that?
Judge, I know you haven't had much chance to look over the evidence that he gave you today. And
I can't discuss that with anyone.
But there's an affidavit from Senora Vegas. The whole case hinges on that paper, doesn't it?
Well, outside of the physical resemblance between Rosita and the miniature, it's the only thing that establishes her identity.
That's what I thought. Don't you think it's strange that Senora Vegas didn't stay here to testify in person?
What are you driving at?
I'd like you to postpone your decision for a month.
I can't promise that. Why do you ask such a thing?
Because I'm heading for California. I'm going to find Senora Vegas and bring her back here.
Well, you can't do that in a month.
It's possible. I'm going to try.
Well, I won't promise, but I might take a month to consider the evidence.
Good. That's all I need.
Come on, Silver. She'll have to make the trip back by stage. We can't lose any time in getting there. I'll Silver! Away!
Two weeks passed. And then one evening, as Rosita, Pete, Pedro, and Roberto were waiting for Tonto to return to camp with supplies...
Where is he? It will be dark soon.
He had to go a long way.
See, it is not possible for him to ride into Santa Fe. The sheriff would arrest him. We are all one for kidnapping.
I'm afraid something has happened.
Do not worry, Rosita.
Look, through the trees. I can see smoke on that far hill.
A campfire, maybe.
But the smoke does not go straight up. It starts and then it stops and
then...
Let's
see. That sounds like Indian signals.
It is.
You can read it, Pedro.
Yeah, we'll try.
It isn't Tonto sending it.
I think so.
What did he say?
Wait.
He's in some danger.
No, we're the ones in danger.
Huh?
See, the posse has found our camp. They are all around us. It must be that Tonto was not able to get past him without being seen.
All around us. They will take me back.
Do we make a fight first?
With the little one here.
But if they catch you, they will put you in jail. You must fight, and I will fight with you.
Oh, the little Rose with the courage of the lion.
Do not make fine speeches. You must get ready.
No, Rosie.
For my sake, Roberto, I would rather die than go back to John Carter.
We can't take any chance on your getting hurt.
It is possible that we could make a break for it.
All right, you coyotes. I got the sheriff here and 20 men. You're surrounded.
Too late.
Go for your guns, and we'll tell your fellow lads.
You win, Senor Polecat. Come and get us.
Another 2 weeks passed. In the courtroom...
The court is ready to deliver its verdict in the case of Rosita de Leon versus the territory of New Mexico. Will the plaintiff stand before the bar?
I'll stand for the plaintiff, Your Honor.
The girl is here?
Si, senor. What would happen if I told you I did not want these estates?
Rosita!
Order in the court!
I would like to remind Your Honor that the plaintiff is underage and I'm her legal guardian. It's my duty to protect her best interests.
It isn't necessary to remind the court of that fact. You wish to press the claim?
I do.
You hear that, all you people? It is his wish, not mine. Do not be angry with me anymore.
Order! Order! Now, be seated, senorita.
I've said all I... No! In the doorway!
The masked man!
He's the one that kidnapped me!
Where's the sheriff?
He isn't here, Carter.
Deputy, arrest that man.
He has his orders. I told you we'd meet in court.
And I said you were going to jail. Your Honor, I charge this man with a kidnapping of my ward.
It is not true.
Order! 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 I'll find the next man that opens his mouth without my permission for contempt of court. Now, masked man, what's the meaning of this intrusion?
I have a witness outside whose testimony you should hear.
In regard to the De Leon case?
Yes.
Oh, you made it then.
Yes, Your Honor.
The court will be pleased to hear all testimony. You may call the witness.
Senora Vegas.
Mama Vegas, you've come back to me.
Rosita. I did not know you'd be made unhappy.
It does not matter now. Only do not go away again.
Oh, this is all very touching, but we must stick to the point.
Will you allow me to put a few questions to her, Your Honor?
He's no lawyer. He has no right to stand before the bar on trial.
This isn't a trial, Mr. Carter. Now control yourself. You may proceed, masked man.
Senora. Did this man come to you with a picture of Dona Elena?
Si.
Your daughter resembled this picture a great deal, didn't she?
Si.
Did this man tell you that he could win the De Leon estate for your daughter?
That is true.
But there was something you had to do first.
I object. Objection overruled.
What did you have to do?
I have to let him be guardian for Rosita. to sign the paper.
What did the paper say?
It say, Rosita is not my baby. I find her in the garden of De Leon.
You have that paper, Your Honor?
I have.
Are the statements in it true, Senora?
The witness should be warned that she's guilty of perjury if she signed a false statement.
Yes. If you didn't tell the truth in this affidavit, Senora, you may go to jail.
No, Mamma Mia.
You go away. It's hard to explain now, but he tell me he make princess of Rosita. She have all the money, a fine clothes you want. In my heart, I say, it's better you say goodbye. That is all I mean. I not know I break law. I not know I make her so unhappy.
Is Rosita your own daughter?
Si.
Mama.
My own. My little own.
Order. The case is dismissed. Deputy, arrest her.
You arrest me, you'll have to arrest that woman, too. She was my accomplice.
I'm afraid that's true.
That man.
Your mother will have to be tried, Rosita. But that doesn't mean she'll be found guilty.
There is a jury in the West to convict her.
Well, no. The same thing does not go for Senor Polcat.
It may interest you to know that the sheriff is out at your place now, Carter, rounding up your whole gang.
What?
Senora Vegas told her story to him first.
That makes it perfect.
Roberto, come here.
See, Rosita.
Mama, we can be married, no?
See, it's where it should have been first.
We will go back to the cantina and have the big wedding.
Si, mañana.
No, today. And you, Pete, and you, Pedro, si. And you, Your Honor, you will dance with the bride. Where's the masked man? I'm about
he's gone, Rosita.
Gone?
Well, that is his way, you know.
Yes, his work is done, and court's adjourned until after the wedding.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.